Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today, I'm going to be telling the story of My Little Dashy First Christmas. Written by Brian Dash. Read to you by, well, yours truly. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. I just got home from, well, doing work on Christmas Eve. And what ended up happening? Well, I heard Wii Resort playing. I guess it was Dashy. Hey, Dashy, I'm home. Daddy! She yelled excitedly. I love her so much. I have a question. Yeah, Dashy? What is it? I said, worried. After asking about if she had a mom, I was not, under any circumstances, ready for any other surprise questions, like, what new shows she could watch, new games she could play, or, heaven forbid, a boyfriend. What is it? What's Christmas? Oh, Christmas, well, you see, I was kind of confused. She was a little too young for me to teach her about Jesus Christ and know what that was about. So I said, well, there was this child born a long, long time ago. He was a kid and he died one day. Because, you know, since it was so long ago. I didn't tell her how he died, I just said he died. But he was a very, very great and powerful man. In fact, he was way more than any other man you could ever think of. He was the only man that has never done anything wrong. His name was Jesus. So Christmas time is when we celebrate his birth. And, yeah, Dashy, that's what Christmas is about. I heard people on the TV say we're supposed to give others gifts. Does that have to give her my toys, Daddy? I like my toys. I chuckled at that, thinking it was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. no, Dashy. You don't have to give her your toys. Usually, there's this guy, and his name's Santa. He's a, fat old guy that breaks into people's houses. He gives them gifts if they were good, and cold if they're naughty. But you've been very good this year, so you have nothing to worry about. Dashy was excited, and, well, I went shopping. Not only for gifts, but if I wanted to sell the fact that Santa and was a real person, I thought she would believe it easier if, well, I was Santa. So, I went to the costume store and, well, I got myself a Santa costume. And I got her loads of gifts. I heard Santa went down the chimney, but I wasn't ready to do that. The last thing I wanted to do was break my neck and then Dashy's here alone. So, I decided to do the only thing I could at the moment. That being, instead of me going down the chimney, I would just rub coal on my clothes, my Santa Claus clothes, and put stuff under the tree. Luckily, it worked. And sure enough, Dashy believed that I was Santa. And she went right back to bed when I said, if you want this gift, you have to get back to sleep. She did exactly as I told her and fell asleep again in minutes. Then I ate the cookies and drank the milk. I have no idea how Santa can do that. It's a little too rich for me. So, I did the next best thing after that. I took it outside and threw it in the trash immediately, hoping to hide the fact that I didn't eat it from Dashy. Luckily, though, Dashy doesn't really show much interest in what I do with discarded food and stuff. So, shortly after, I got rid of the food and stuff. I ate the carrots to make it seem like the reindeer ate them. I always had a great love for carrots, regardless. I don't care if people say that they were nasty tasting. I didn't listen to know or care for them much. I like carrots, and I'm not afraid to say that. So what ended up happening, you'd be asking? Well, as soon as Dashi and I got done, her going to sleep and me pretending to be Santa, we decided to, put up a tree the very next day. Or at least I did. I let her sleep in on the account that I never really put up a tree after my parents died. And I remember I always doing that with them, me and my parents, but I never did it with her. So I brought the old tree that I haven't touched ever since my parents died. She was excited and loved decorating the tree. And I said, I think Santa will be coming back for a moment. I think he just came to sit, check out the house and make sure everything was alright. Dashi said, okay. I said, alright, Dashi, I need you to your room and put on your Christmas sweater. I got her. That bought me 5 extra minutes for me to put on my Santa suit. I did. And sure enough, when she came down, I was already dressed in the Santa suit. I told her that her dad had to go to the store to get food. She didn't seem to care that much, which was a little heartbreaking for me. After all, I did raise her since she was a child. But eventually, as time went on, it was time for me to say goodbye to Santa. And I came back. And when I came back, Dashi said, hi, Daddy. I said, hey, how was your visit with Santa? She said something that brought me to tears. He was okay, but he's not as good as you, Daddy. I gave her a hug, and then held out the gift I got her. A race car. She had tons of them, but she always loved race cars, no matter what kind or what. She loved to race them down a plank or something. See how fast I went. Then something completely unexpected happened. She gave me a gift. It was a piece of wrapping paper. Thanks, Dashi, but it's a little late for me to start wrapping gifts. She said, no, Daddy, inside. So I unfolded it. It was a kid's drawing version of our lives together. When I found her, our first fight, her first lie, the bath I gave her when she first moved in, her first room, our first time we went to go see the MV500, the time I had to dress up in a dog costume and pretend to be a blind man to take her to the movies a few times. It was all there. Every single piece of our time together. I began to tear up. Dashi, this is wonderful. Thank you. And me and her hugged. I told her I had one last thing for her to have. She asked where it was, and I told her, well, you see, Dashi, when I was young, my mom and my dad, you know, grandma and grandpa, they gave me a locket, a little locket for me to wear. And the thing is, that locket I had was a lightning bolt. And inside, it would hold a picture and play a good song. And I had it for about 17, 18 years. And I want you to have it. I took it off and put it around her neck. She said, "Really, Daddy? I can have it?" I said, "Dashie, I can't think of anyone else who deserves this more than you. After all, you've done wonders to open me up from the man I once was. The time we spent together, talking, playing, all this has been so special to me. And I love you, Dashie. Don't you ever forget that. So, I want you to have it." She smiled and eagerly nodded agreement as she agreed to take it. I loved her so much. It was hard for me even to explain how much I loved her. And then, sooner than later, it was time for her to get some sleep. I said, "Hope you had a Merry Christmas." She said, "I did, Daddy. I love you." I leaned down and I kissed her on the forehead. "Good night, Miladashi. I love you too." And thank you for listening to Miladashi book. Oh, I don't even a book. It's just the short story of Dashie and Brian's first Christmas together. That was not the best story I ever wrote in my life. Not by a long shot. But I give it a shot. So thank you for watching. I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you, everyone, and good night. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Miller Madness. I know I said good night, but I'm going to be doing one other story because the Dashie story was probably the worst Dashie I ever wrote in my life. I'm going to have to fix that. So we're going to be doing another story called Echo and Tony's First Christmas Together. It goes like this. Alright, hold on. Alright. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, it's finally time. It's finally time for me and Echo to have our first Christmas together. My name's Tony, and last you probably met me, it was Valentine's Day. Echo kind of broke up with me because I was shot. I was trying to get her a perfect gift, but it didn't go so well. Definitely not the way I thought. Ended up with me getting shot, and I ended up in the hospital. But I'm just so lucky I have a woman like Echo. I'm so proud to call her my wife. So you're probably wondering where this is going. Well, I'm getting there. I saved Echo from Kiwi, and she agreed to marry me. So, now I call her my wife. And this is about our first Christmas together. Just me and her. As a perfect modern family. I just got home from work at the bakery. I said, "Hey Echo, I'm home." "Tony!" she said gleefully and ran up and gave me a hug. "Hey darling, how you doing?" "I'm doing great, how are you doing?" "I'm doing wonderful, it's finally Christmas time." "I know, I heard," I said. "So, what do you want for Christmas, Echo?" "Oh, Tony, you know what I want for Christmas." "What's that?" Well, I want my little Christmas surprise to come true on Christmas Day. I don't think it's going to, though. What is that, honey? Tony, I'm pregnant with a little wolf. What do you want to call him? William. William the Wolf. Maybe one day he'll become a reverend. And then we can call him William Reverend Wolf. That's a wonderful name, Tony. Neko kissed him. Christmas Day came, and all seemed normal. When Echo screamed and held her stomach, "What's wrong?" Echo looked at me, tears in her eyes, half of joy and pain. "He's coming! The baby's coming!" And I took her to the hospital. And even though me and her didn't have a lot of money to give each other gifts, me and her made a gift. And when William came out of her, and the doctor said, "It's a boy." And I held William in my arms. I began to cry. And then I laid William in the arms of the love of my life, Echo, and she smiled. I don't know how a wolf like me managed to get a fox like her. Me and her kissed, and we held each other in each other's arms. And now, I had a new hand to hold, one of William Reverend Wolf, known as he's known now. Or William the Wolf, as he's known then. My little son. My little angel. My little boy. My little gift. A gift from the Lord. And a gift from Echo. The end. Yeah, it's a short one, but it's a goodie. And I got all this done before midnight, so you guys cannot unsubscribe from this podcast or my channel. And I hope you like these stories. I did too. Thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, please push the like button. Boss, as always, high fives all around. And oh my goodness, I am so sorry I got these out super late. I planned to film a video on YouTube tomorrow on Christmas Day of me and my family. I'm thankful to show you these. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you, everyone. I love you so much. And good night. And of course, look into the shadows, because this world's a strange one. Thank you, everyone, again. And good night.